I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week, a rumor surfaced about the brutality of the execution of North Korea's number two man. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the confusion reveals something else about the reclusive country.
Just the fact that we think it might be true says how terrible things are in North Korea.
For the 12th year in a row, North Korea tops Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of the 50 countries where persecution of Christians is most severe. But there are still people coming to Christ. They need you. We've got ideas for how you can help at our website. Meanwhile, the U.S. polar vortex has many people looking forward to spring break and sunny beaches. Judy Vander Ark of Moses Incorporated says it's also a great time to serve God. In April, they'll be taking a short-term mission team to McLean, Mississippi.
We'll be helping to build steps and ramps for people with infirmities. We clean up some yards and properties, and we paint and do small repairs and things like that.
Moses is a peer ministry that equips young people for missions. Although their focus is on students, families are able to go on trips too. You can sign up for the Moses Spring Break trip through a link at our website. And Vision Beyond Borders is thanking God for a great year. Because of your prayers and support, they were able to purchase 750,000 packs of vegetable seed, sent humanitarian aid to Egypt, distributed over 14,000 pounds of clothing, sent a container filled with relief supplies to Burma and Syrian refugees, and most importantly, shared the gospel with those they helped. VBB is expecting a great 2014. Pray, give, and you can even go. Find links at our new website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.